for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy, coming up in the next 10 minutes. Bayern Munich win the Bundesliga once again. It advantaged City in the Manchester derby at Old Trafford.
Rebound to Yaya Touré, goal number 21 in the season for them. The humiliation is complete for Manchester United again. United 0, City 3.
And the defending champions West Indies have a convincing win over host Bangladesh in the ICC World 2020. So we'll start in the Bundesliga, where Bayern Munich have won the title with seven games to spare after they beat Hertha Berlin 3-1 on Tuesday. It's the 24th time they've been champions, and they've done it faster than ever, beating their own record set last season. Toni Kroos and Mario Götze scored inside the first 15 minutes to set up an early lead, although Adrian Ramos pulled a goal back from the penalty spot midway through the second half. Frank Ribery's 79th minute goal wrapped up the win. It's Pep Guardiola's third title in 9 months since taking charge of the defending European champions. Speaking to the BBC, Bundesliga expert Jonathan Harding said that since he took over from Jupp Heynckes at the start of the season, Guardiola hasn't been afraid to make changes to the team.
I think that was the biggest question asked when he arrived, but he's basically just gone about his task very quietly and very diligently. He's made them more flexible. They regularly play 4-1-4-1. Those four midfielders completely flood forward and support the striker. They're much more comfortable in possession, but they kept the clinical nature that Heynckes put into the side last year. I think the biggest thing is that he's just made them more intelligent, which is quite scary, really, when you consider the personnel. But look at Lahm. He's taken him from right back and made him probably one of the finest defensive midfielders in the world now. And he's the pivotal part of that formational change. So it's just a greater intelligence in this Bayern side that's probably been the biggest influence that Guardiola's made.
To the English Premier League, where Manchester City moved up to second in the table after a convincing 3-0 win over Manchester United at Old Trafford. And the BBC's chief football correspondent Mike Ingham was watching.
Well, Manchester United continue to take one step forwards and two back, but this was a night not so much for dwelling on their limitations, but more about praising the style of Manchester City, who played like champions elect. Their superiority all stemmed from midfield. Silva ran the show early on, and when Nasri hit the post after 43 seconds, Dzeko turned in the rebound. And although the striker was then denied by a super save from De Gea 50 minutes later, he was there to volley in a second half corner to put the game beyond their outclassed neighbours. Yaya Touré late on ensured another 3-0 home defeat. There are now 15 points between United and City, and this game underlined why.
So another great night for City. They're now 3 points behind Chelsea in the Premier League table. Here's the City manager, Manuel Pellegrini.
We play very well. I don't know what that means, but for me it was very important to keep again a clean sheet and score three goals. I think that we were a very balanced team, very concentrated, with a lot of intensity and aggressive with the ball and without the ball.
Meanwhile, it's another difficult night for the Manchester United and their manager, David Moyes.
I thought we brought it on myself a little bit at the start of the second half, but we lose a poor goal from poor marking at a set piece, and it doesn't give us a chance. You know, while it's 1-0, you know, we're hoping that the game grows and we can grow into it a little bit more, but we lost the goal not long after the second half, and that made it really difficult for us.
Arsenal's slim chances of winning the title were dented again as they were held to a 2-2 draw at home to Swansea at the Emirates. And the game ended on a controversial note, as the BBC's John Murray explains.
This turned out to be another test of Arsenal's resolve, although it was Swansea who were aggrieved at the end, as in the fifth minute of added time, referee Lee Probert blew the final whistle just as Jonathan de Guzman was set away on a clear run through on goal. However, Swansea had equalised in the 90th minute with a crazy Flamini own goal, having earlier led for over an hour after Boney headed them in front. The Emirates' mood was transformed when Arsenal scored twice in a minute through substitute Podolski and Giroud, but Swansea's bizarre equaliser was another shock to their system.
So another defeat for Arsenal, and or even a draw for Arsenal. Their manager Arsene Wenger knows his side are still recovering from their 6-0 defeat by Chelsea at the weekend.
Spirit was absolutely brilliant, and you have to give credit to the players, even the result didn't go our way. When you were 2-1 up, we suddenly became too conservative because of what happened on Saturday, and instead of continuing to attack, we were more worried just to keep the score, and that's not always the best way to keep the score.
Everton kept their outside hopes of Champions League qualification alive with an impressive 3-0 win at Newcastle, thanks to goals from Barkley, Lukaku and Osman. Newcastle were once again without their manager Alan Pardew in the stadium. He's completing the final game of his three-match stadium ban. The Real Madrid coach Carlo Ancelotti has urged his side to bounce back from their dramatic 4-3 defeat to Barcelona on Sunday as they return to La Liga action against Sevilla on Wednesday. A first defeat in 32 league games saw Real drop to second in the table behind Atletico Madrid due to their better head-to-head record, with Barcelona just a point behind in third. Speaking ahead of the match, coach Ancelotti said his team were ready to try and move back to top spot.
I think that in this moment we have a lot of confidence. The atmosphere in the squad is really good. Of course, everyone knows that the match will be really difficult. But I think that we have the ability, the strength, the personality to do our best.
Now to cricket here on the BBC World Service, and defending champions West Indies beat the host Bangladesh by 73 runs on Tuesday to remain in contention for the semi-finals of the World 2020 in Dhaka. Darren Sammy's men, who needed to win to stay afloat after losing their opening match to India, piled up 177 for 7 and then bowled out Bangladesh for 98 in the Super 10 Group 2 match. It was Bangladesh's first match in the Super 10s after qualifying along with the Netherlands from the first round, and the BBC's Charles Dagnall was watching the action for the BBC.
A comfortable victory for the holders, although questions still remain about the form of their star batsman, Chris Gayle. For the second time in a row, he was subdued, and we've yet to see the dazzling displays which have made him the most destructive batsman in T20 cricket. He was outshone by his opening partner, Dwayne Smith, who struck a stylish 72, helped by atrocious Bangladesh ground fielding. In response, the host capitulated in disappointing fashion, undone by the leg spin of Badree and the canny medium pace of Krishmar Santokhi. The passion of the 26,000 partisan Bangladesh supporters could not be matched on the field by their team.
Well, speaking after the match, the Bangladesh captain Mushfiqur Rahman said there was plenty to look at before their next match against India.
There's a couple of areas I need to work on, because there's a couple of players, they are not in a good shape and they're not in a good form, so that couldn't help us either. In the T20 format, you know, you have to go and you have to hit the ball from the ball one, so that's probably a big difference in our whole team and whole result. So hopefully we have three more teams to go, like, and there is a couple of other combinations that we can try, and also probably in the first six overs we need to be a bit more competitive in the first six overs.
Now, 10 days after being readmitted to the Commonwealth and the Commonwealth Games, Fiji have said they may boycott this year's event in Glasgow if their rugby sevens and netball teams aren't allowed to take part. Fiji were suspended from the Commonwealth after a military coup in 2006. The Games organisers have said that with the draws for the rugby sevens and netball competitions having already taken place, it's not now possible to include Fiji. Ben Ryan, coach of the sevens teams, hopes they will get the chance to compete in Glasgow.
It's been a real shame that Fiji hasn't been in the Commonwealth Games since 2006. You know, the country's in a very good state of affairs now, and it's absolutely right that they should be readmitted in the Commonwealth Games, and with that, men and women athletes in the island should be given a chance to compete at what is, you know, one of the most memorable sporting events that you can go to as a Commonwealth athlete, and I hope sense prevails, and you know, the athletes from the islands get a chance to do their thing in Glasgow.
Finally to tennis, and Novak Djokovic moved one step closer to a fourth Miami Masters title after beating the Spaniard Tommy Robredo 6-3, 7-5 on Tuesday. Djokovic will meet the defending champion Andy Murray in the quarterfinals. Murray, who's playing in his first tournament since splitting with his coach Ivan Lendl, overcame back problems early in the first set to beat the Frenchman Jo-Wilfried Tsonga 6-4, 6-1. In the women's tournament, Maria Sharapova defeated Petra Kvitova 7-5, 6-1 to reach the semi-finals. That's the latest BBC Sport. Freedom.